Stop Sexual Harassment on Campus Aotearoa is a group of students and staff from New Zealand's 8 universities campaigning for an independent body to monitor universities' handling of sexual violence issues. This follows criticism of several universities for their response to reports of sexual misconduct on campus. Jessica speaks to Associate Professor Nicola Gaston from the University of Auckland about their proposal for proactive change to current institutional practices.
For people who aren't aware, recently many universities in New Zealand have faced public criticism or continue to face some criticism for the way they handle reports of sexual violence on campus. So can you tell me a little bit about Stop Harassment on campus and what reform you were calling for?
Absolutely, Jessica. So we're a bit of a collective of staff and students across New Zealand that's come together because of some of these reasonably high profile cases that have popped up. And it's, I think, the frustration that really was the motivation for us to get together is that a lot of the stories are not new, and some of the recent stories that have come out do have a long history to them as well. And so there's been a sense that it's just gone on too long. There's been a hope that universities would, you know, incrementally improve over time, but we seem to still be running into the same issues that have been around for decades. So one of the things that really worries me is that a lot of the media reporting, it can be very much antagonistic about one particular university doing the wrong thing, whereas I think the issues are really structural. They're across the whole sector. And so SHOC, Stop Sexual Harassment on Campus, Aotearoa, is really that collective across the country, across our universities, that's trying to say, no, that we've all got this problem. We should be able to figure out how to make things better working collectively.
And so you've proposed an independent body to oversee all universities in New Zealand, or at least supported that idea that's been around for a while. So how would this body, or how would you be recommending that this body function?
Yeah, well, I think it needs to be independent, first of all, and that's partly to take away the, I don't want to say take away the pressure. I mean, there's still a responsibility on individual universities to follow their correct processes. But the independence of it would mean that there was a bit more transparency. And I think more than anything else, it would create a sense of trust that I just don't think we have in the system right now. You know, we know there are issues with the reporting of sexual harassment and harm because of a lack of trust in our institutions. That lack of trust is there for a reason, because there have been, you know, very well documented issues with the way institutions have dealt with things. So we want something that's independent for a start. And secondly, because, as I mentioned, there are issues in reporting, because sometimes people do not report for very good reasons. If we can monitor and capture information from across our university sector, then it should both provide motivation for each of our universities to do better. I don't want to start talking about this as though it's a league table, but certainly the threat of transparency should be motivating for each individual university. But I think more than that, there's the potential for universities to learn from each other in a very open way. So we're thinking about maybe auditing some of the universities each year, and making recommendations on policy where there are failings in the system, that might be something an independent body could do. And in particular, keeping data on cases where students and staff have been through processes at one individual university and the situation, for whatever reason, has not, you know, been escalated outside the university. It's not been a police matter. It's been dealt with by HR or so on. But we do feel like there is a significant problem with people then moving to other universities and the same pattern of behaviour happening again. And the only way to stop things like that happening, I think, has to be some sort of independent body that can keep records.
And this idea has been proposed before of an independent body, I think in particular by NZUSA. So what has sort of prevented something like this from being implemented already?
Universities are quite protective of their independence. I think that's fair to say. And I would even say that for many reasons, that's, or a lot of the time, that's appropriate, right? That our universities operate quite independently of government. But they are public institutions. They rely on public money. And for that reason, I think where there are particular institutional problems, some external additional set of expectations is appropriate to expect of our universities, in particular on account of the you know, the need to protect the safety of students, but also because our universities are quite strange employers. They're very hierarchical. The careers of not just students but early career researchers, for example, are very dependent on judgments of their peers, of their professional network. And so there are particular features of working in universities that makes them places where harassment can be particularly hard to deal with. We're public institutions. We can be held to account in slightly stronger ways than your average public, private business, sorry. And in this particular case, I think there's a very clear reason that we should be.
I guess recently as well, but probably before, there's been reports of people or perpetrators being able to leave a university and then investigations will stop into sexual misconduct or violence. How has this been able to happen?
Yeah, so the basic problem is that if any report of sexual harassment is only treated as an HR matter, then a person leaving the university seems to be sufficient reason for the university to stop investigating. And that, I think we would say, is just not good enough. There needs to be a treatment of any sexual harassment situation that goes beyond the individual actions to look at organisational culture and whether the environment itself is sufficiently safe for both staff and students. So, yeah, I think it's really that treatment of any particular complaint as being purely an HR matter that causes this to be possible. I think if there weren't the ability for the university to say, okay, it's over as soon as the person's gone, then there would be motivation for that not to happen. I mean, the perpetrator might still leave, but hopefully we could do better in addressing the actual concerns of survivors.
And I guess if you don't mind me asking, what made this issue in particular something that you wanted to be involved in addressing?
I think it's just a matter of responsibility for anybody who works at a university to take this kind of thing seriously on account of the hierarchies that we have. I think once you've seen the way that these things work, it feels complicit effectively to be working at a university and not be trying to make the environment a little bit safer for everybody. So I guess that's my personal motivation. I guess many of my colleagues within SHOC would have slightly different takes on that, but I think that's a fairly common feeling.
Do you have any concerns, or have any concerns been raised, that in its current state in regards to this issue, that universities aren't a safe place for students and staff?
There are definitely people who would say that, and there are times when I feel that's true. How much worse we are than other areas of employment is hard to say. I mean, there have obviously been high profile issues with sexual harassment and, you know, legal firms, for example, that wasn't so long ago. And there are other areas of the workforce where harassment and harm are pretty endemic. So there's a relative judgment to be made in terms of, you know, how problematic or otherwise we are. But I think there are particular issues within academia that we can fix, that there are actually good indications of sensible measures that we can look at from overseas, including independent bodies set up to ensure transparency. And so I think, you know, we should all be advocating for best practice around this.
Yeah, and I think you said before that this is sort of an opportunity for universities to come together and improve. So in regards to things like culture change at universities or in institutions like organizations or education initiatives, are there any other recommendations or solutions that you'd be proposing for universities to implement to address this issue?
I think transparency is the big one, but I think also in addition to that, just explicit recognition of the issues with university hierarchies, the power dynamics that we have. You know, it's still very, very shocking to me that staff-student relationships are not completely forbidden by our institutions. I mean, there's always been a little bit of a grey area around students who are also staff, and I believe that's where a lot of the pushback has come from, that that's too difficult to deal with. But policies around that sort of thing just need to be properly implemented, and we're a long way behind international best practice on that, I believe, in New Zealand. We do have a petition open. We'd really appreciate staff and students joining to support the proposal for an independent body in particular. The full report is at our website, which is SHOC, so sshoc-aotearoa.org, and there's contact details there if you want to get in touch, ask any questions or get involved with the organisation. But the key thing for the moment is just that we really want people to take this proposal of an independent body seriously.
That was Associate Professor Nicola Gaston speaking about Stop Sexual Harassment on Campus Aotearoa with Jessica.